On Thursday, Jerry Lewis turns 80 years old.
You won't you? Can I coax you? I'll go on. You said you would. Gimme, gimme. Can I? Can I? Argy with you said I could. Can I?
To mark the occasion, we've invited the American Film Institute's Murray Horowitz, who also just happens to be a former Ringling Brothers circus clown. We'd like for him to give us his ideal Jerry Lewis birthday party film fest, so get your pencils ready. Hey, Murray.
Hi, Deb. It's good to be here.
Now, many people, our younger listeners in particular, probably think telethon when they think Jerry Lewis. But before that, in the movies, Jerry Lewis was quite the funny man. Can you spin us through a quick highlight reel of his important films?
Yeah, that list starts with, and maybe ends with, The Nutty Professor.
Oh, we were just getting ready to start. Splendid, splendid. Just getting ready.
All right, students, please be aware that the test papers must go on my desk for marking. Also, please be equally aware of tomorrow's...
It was a screenplay written by Jerry Lewis, directed by Jerry Lewis, starring Jerry Lewis. A film significant enough that it was judged worthy of a remake with Eddie Murphy, which by all accounts really doesn't come up to the original. I think it's important to remember with all of his work, Deb, that he came along, and his partner Dean Martin, right at the very end of World War II. I mean, the beginning of their career in 1946 is almost, you know, coincident with the ending of World War II in 1945. And it was a time when America could really use silliness. I mean, what better way to celebrate the victory than to just be as wildly funny and irreverent as you possibly could be?
And we should probably remind listeners that Dean Martin was a crooner at the time, and the two of them paired up and just had this remarkable chemistry. They were very funny together.
Very funny together. Dean Martin is still, I think, underrated as an artist. You know, he was a very good comedian, very sharp, very canny.
But he was sort of the suave cigarette
right.
cocktail guy, and Jerry
right.
Lewis was his funny guy.
It was perfect. I mean, Dean Martin, at their first meeting, which I think was in Times Square, just on the street in New York City, he said there was this guy in this camel hair coat. He had a suntan, and it was the winter. I mean, he couldn't figure out. The most gorgeous man he'd ever seen. And Jerry Lewis is like the archetypal nerdy, crazy guy.
Let's listen a little bit now to the partnership of Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. We have a song.
Hey, you and me, we're gonna be partners, you and me. Pal, you and me, when other friendships fail, we'll still be on that long, long trail that leads up to those pearly corrals up in the sky.
Do you remember that?
I do it, getting wistful, because I saw it when it came out in 1956, and it was a major, major entertainment event. These guys were the number one box office stars for a long time in the 1950s, and they announced that they were breaking up. And Pardners, their last film, from which that number comes, is their last film. And there were 16, these guys made 16 films in 8 years. Jerry Lewis has said that his favorite Martin and Lewis film was The Stooge from 1953, which he says came the closest to capturing what he and Dean Martin had as a team, that chemistry that you talked about.
You and me will be the greatest partners, buddies and pals.
Now let's talk a little bit about Jerry Lewis behind the scenes. You know, we're picturing this silly, nerdy, goofy character, but he was very active behind the camera, actually wrote and directed much of his stuff, had a book about filmmaking.
People forget that. This is, in a way, funny, but the truth of the matter is he is on Entertainment Weekly's list of the 50 greatest film directors of all time at number 50. But it's better to be on the list than off it, and there are a lot of people like Charlie Chaplin who never made it to the list. Among his students, because he taught, are Steven Spielberg and George Lucas. I mean, this is a guy who was a real innovator in film. He came up with a system called Video Assist, and it began in the days when people shot only on 35mm film. Nowadays, people shoot substantially on 35mm film, but when you do, you usually have to wait for the film to get developed before you can see what you've got. Jerry Lewis invented this way for a kind of electronic tap to come off the camera and record on videotape what was being shot. So now the director, as soon as he yells cut, can go back, rewind the tape, see what he's captured or she's captured, and know whether to do a retake. And that was a Jerry Lewis innovation.
He was a little impatient. He didn't want to wait another day, right?
And a little imaginative.
So I was refreshing on Jerry Lewis, preparing for this interview. And I noticed that for some reason he has a lot of awards from France. What's with that?
it's got to be something of a joke, you know, and especially whenever there have been political tensions between the United States and France in my lifetime, some pundit will get up and say, ah, the French, what do they know? They like Jerry Lewis. Again, remember when Jerry Lewis, with Dean Martin, became a big star, 1947, 48, 49. It's the post-war era, and you can imagine that the people in Italy, where he's also been highly praised, France, elsewhere in Europe, embraced this kind of very American, wild humor.
It's physical humor.
Physical humor and vocal slapstick as well. I mean, nice lady, you know, that sort of stuff. So not only has he been given the Legion of Honor in France, he's been given the Golden Lion for his career, the highest award from the Venice Film Festival, which is a big deal.
So later in his career, in the 80s, he makes a much more serious film, or stars in a much more serious film, The King of Comedy. Can we listen to a clip from that?
I'm just a human being, with all of the foibles and all of the traps, the show, the pressure, the groupies, the autograph hounds, the crew, the incompetence, those behind the scenes you think are your friends and you're not too sure if you're going to be there tomorrow because of their incompetence, their wonderful pressures that make every day a glowing, radiant day in your life. It's terrific. Okay. If all of that means nothing, if I'm wrong, in spite of all of that, then I apologize. I'm sorry.
What did this role mean for him?
Well, he could answer that, but I think it was very clever and humane of Martin Scorsese to feature in his film The King of Comedy Jerry Lewis in such a way, because I think that you hear a lot of Jerry Lewis in that speech. By all accounts, he doesn't suffer fools gladly. He does not like incompetence, particularly if it masquerades as competence. If somebody says they can do something, then they can't. He gets furious. But on the other hand, as he says, if you add it all up, this was a guy, when he was working with Dean Martin, according to the late comedian Alan King, who was a great student of comedy, as well as a great comedian, the biggest laughs of any act were got by Martin and Lewis in the nightclubs. People knocked over tables, he said. He said he never saw anybody get laughs like that act. So, and I think he probably Jerry Lewis, not just the character in the movie The King of Comedy, would say, if all of that means nothing, well then, okay.
So, Murray, what will you be watching to celebrate Jerry Lewis's 80th birthday this week?
There's one film that I really want to re-examine, and it in a way, it's a tribute to him. And that's The Bellboy. He does not speak in the film at all. And it was very clear, and it was, I think, in the publicity, that it was really his bid to place himself in the pantheon of the great silent film clowns like Buster Keaton, Harold Lloyd, Harry Langdon, Charlie Chaplin. I don't know whether he makes it or not, but it's worth going back and seeing. And it's a very well-directed movie. So it's really sort of elegant and simple. And that's what I'm going to watch.
Murray Horowitz is the director of the American Film Institute Silver Theater here in Washington. Thank you, Murray.
Thank you, Deb. It was great to be here.